not what everybody says. Of course, nobody says anything when they know what's going.
You better tell them you're going on a trip tomorrow, Dad. What you plan on doing?
Yeah, I think we'll be going up to Pawanee Lake tomorrow morning. Stay Saturday and Sunday, probably back Monday. Folks from Salem are up there, and we're going to meet them there. So we ought to have quite a good time, providing the weather's all right.
How about the fish?
Well, we hope we get some fish.
There's the telephone.
Telephone.
Is that at the end of what he is? I hope that there's you find a lot of fish up there, Dad, the kind that we saw today. We stopped at the Leeburg fish hatchery. There was one pond of fish there. I guess they were 14 to 20 inches long. And I didn't see any supervisors around, so I thought I'd see if I could catch one with my hand. And I reached in and got my hand around one of them. Next one came up and grabbed a hold of my thumb and just about chewed it off. I sure like to have had him on a hook and line. I hope you have find a bunch of fish just like that.
I hope so, too.
I hope they're that big. Stars look about that big, wouldn't they?
That's all. Signing off.
Okay. You have anything to say, say it now.
Hello, Blanche and Duke. It surely was nice hearing your voices, and it was almost like visiting with you. But we just couldn't hardly believe that it had been 3 years since Duke had been up to that convention. Time surely passes. You mentioned renting a trailer house. You might have someone else come down to spend your nice winter with you. We do get tired of these fogs and rains up here sometimes, worse than in Eastern Oregon. Well, John, you take over.
Well, this is the nice time of the year, though. We don't have much fog. A little hot weather occasionally, but nights are always cool and nice to sleep. So we aren't suffering any now, but we do like to get away in the wintertime when the rains really start. Hope to get to go south again this winter and stay longer than we did last year.